I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's the butterfly effect for real.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Big Six Podcast, the Sports Daily NFL Podcast. I'm Will Brinson. I'm your host, and this is a bonus pod. Pretty excited for it. Always love a good bonus pod. Not an emergency pod, just a bonus pod. We're going to talk to Marcus Peters, Ravens defensive back, who played out of his mind last year after getting traded to Baltimore. Peters, Marcus is working with Bud Light. No, why I call him Peters. Marcus is working with Bud Light and Bud Light Seltzer, who teamed up with Call of Duty, and they're doing this like crazy huge Call of Duty tournament on Twitch to benefit various foundations and charities, depending on who wins, etc. So check it out on Bud Light's Twitch channel. Also, make sure and check out, I think we have a Twitch channel, maybe even Pick Six Podcast. I know we have one on CBS Sports. We'll have some fun stuff coming up on that Twitch channel actually later this week. We'll mention that and on the podcast in a few days or something like that. And of course, check out the feed for all kinds of great content. We are churning out podcasts daily. Even though we're on quarantine and football is not in season, we have daily podcasts. We will have a ton of schedule release content when that comes out. So make sure you're hitting the subscribe, rate, and review buttons. And if you want to review, you want to leave a review and guarantee you help us out, as well as potentially getting your question answered in a mailbag. If you leave a 5-star review, we will answer that question in a mailbag. I can promise you that. Do that on Apple Podcast. Check us out on Spotify, Stitcher, wherever else you get your podcast. Also, every single afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern on CBS Sports HQ, we do the Pick Six Podcast Show. The four super friends run around the various topics from around the NFL. So make sure and check that out. If you like the podcast and you listen regularly, do it. Throw us a bone and support us by watching that CBS Sports HQ show. The more viewers we get for that, the better it makes us look. Maybe we can trick somebody into thinking that we're popular. So, that in mind, let's go talk to Marcus Peters. All right, pumped to have on the show now Marcus Peters, outstanding defensive back for the Baltimore Ravens. How you doing, man?
How you doing?
I am good. You are doing a cool event with Bud Light Seltzer, a delicious beverage, and you're partnering with Call of Duty for a charity Royale tournament that involves a bunch of athletes from multiple sports, including your boy, Marshawn Lynch, Paul George on there, Blake Snell, Gleyber Torres, Kevin Lux, a bunch of young baseball players, Bo Bichette. This is pretty cool. What are the details on this thing?
So it'll be a tournament style, six teams with four athletes on each team. And I think we'll be doing a round robin style of the tournament. It's been going on like every Tuesday, Thursday since April 21st, I want to say. And nice. I want to say we got the May 7th. And it's on every night at 9 p.m. Eastern. It's streaming on Bud Light Twitch account. And it's a huge opportunity, man. I mean, we've been in the house all this time, man. And, when we got approached about doing something like this, man, all the proceeds that that the teams will be getting from first place to third place gets money and we'll be able to donate it to whatever charity that, you know, that we're fortunate to sponsor with, like American Red Cross, United Way, But this thing has been dope, man. I've been streaming in and watching the first little few episodes, man. The guys have been taking it serious, and I'm just excited to get out there and play.
Yeah, man, it's cool. It's fun to see, like, people go onto Twitch, the app, and search for Bud Light, or go to twitch.tv/Bud Light to check it out. It streams every Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday night, 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. Eastern, up and through May 7th, and then, upwards of, $500,000 will be donated, benefiting all these charities. It's really cool. Is Call of Duty your best game? Are you a Madden guy? What do you play the most?
I got a little versatility. I mean, I like 2K. Of course, I play Madden. You know, Madden, me playing Madden keep me up on my skills on the field. And then, you know, Call of Duty is the go-to, man. The go-to stress reliever, man. You know, you want to go out there and catch some bodies, man. Go catch a few bodies, man, and let some stress off.
I might need to get into some Call of Duty tonight. I've been in a terrible mood all day for some reason. Everybody at work.
Yeah, and the cool thing about it, you know, they added this new thing with the Warzone, man. So, you know, you get to team up with a few of your buddies, man. You go out there and you go, you know, shooting this stuff, finding finishing missions and those type of things, man. And you got to survive through the end. And that's been fun over this past little few weeks, man, just sitting there playing that game until 2-3 in the morning.
That's nice. Hey, let me ask you about the Baltimore Ravens, because last year the offense was it was getting going early. And you came over in that trade, and man, the defense just took off when you got there, and it felt like it was the identity of the Ravens. It wasn't just Lamar. It felt like this whole identity of Baltimore, like, flows from Lamar Jackson. This team has, like, more swagger than any club we've seen in the last 5 or 10 years.
I mean, if we just go back to look at just the history of the Baltimore Ravens, man, you know, they was always a defense-dominant team, you know, organization who was built on just, you know, us going in and stopping guys, us having the pedigree of we're going to play good, hard-nosed defense, and, you know, we're going to put a product out there that people are going to appreciate. And they really never had the quarterback to, you know, they had a few guys who took them to, you know, to the Super Bowl and those things, and but – when you look back at it, just, you know, this season, what Lamar did, man, they haven't had a guy like that, you know, step into the Baltimore Ravens organization, man, and to see that the quarterback flourish and for him to make those plays and the defense to you know, kind of help back him up, it was amazing, man, because he's out there time he touched the ball, so, you know, it's must watch TV, you know.
Yeah, and here's the thing. I don't think people really understand. I mean, like, and if people, you know, follow football closely, get it and how difficult he is to defend. But, like, as a defender, I mean, there are certain things you can do to approach stopping Lamar Jackson. But at a certain point, when his speed and instincts take over, it's almost impossible to really prepare to stop him, right?
Yeah, I mean, you will prepare a game plan, man, and then, you know, once that game gets being planned, man, and we out there having fun, and, you know, guys are making plays, and, you know, mistakes are happening and points are getting scored, you know, it's all about adjusting at that time, man. And I think it's kind of hard for guys, for coordinators to try to adjust to Lamar, man, because he does it all, you know. And to me, man, he's a ultimate quarterback, man. He has the leadership to be a great quarterback, you know, has swagger of a great quarterback, you know. He's amazing player on the field, you know. He can throw the ball down the field, make all the throws, man. And so just to see all that put together and actually just be played the game, it's like, god damn. I mean, we saw what Vic did to the field, but to see what Lamar is doing, and you know, to see just like how much more advanced the game is from where Vic was in the league. And, you know, he's playing against 265 pound backers and stuff like that. You know, now we got backers, you know, who's 240, 235 and who can move like Lamar can. And to see him making those dudes miss and stuff, man, it brought me back to just playing football in the hood. You feel me?
Yeah.
Us just having that childhood dream of trying to make it out. And, you know, I'm a play my ass off just because it's what I like to do. You feel me?
Yeah, I know, but I mean, it's crazy too, because like, if you play man coverage against Lamar Jackson, and like, if you got guys trailing receivers, he's gonna take off and rip off a 40-yard run, and if you're sitting there playing zone, you can just leak Andrews up the seam, and he's so accurate on those downfield in the middle throws.
What, you trying to give away our schemes, man? How are you attacking folks?
I'm pleased, man. Look, and nobody can figure you think I'm over here Bill Belichicking it up? I don't think so, man.
I'm telling you. But nah, man, like you say, it's that much more attacking with just the weapons that you just started naming, you know, and we just added some more weapons, man, to see how things look this year and to add more weapons, to add more speed, you know, to get better at this position and you know, bring more people around him to make his game uplift the whole team a lot more. It's going to be phenomenal, man.
All right. So you have, in your career, you have led the league in interception return yards three different times. You have almost 800 return yards in terms of interception yardage. Do you bring it? You have an Ed Reed like mentality, right? Like I want that ball and I'm going to go score when you make an interception.
I think that just goes back. Like I say, man, it goes back to how I approached the game, man. On the streets, man, we tried to play offense and defense, and I did in high school. So, you know, our whole, once you got the ball on defense, man, you turn into the offense now. There ain't no more defensive player. It's time to go make plays. It's time to go, you know, make the plays at the offense. Yeah, y'all got to tackle me now. I've been running and chasing y'all ass. Y'all can do the same for me.
hey, I got a question. Are you going to attempt to pull off a Bud Light Seltzer celebration in the same fashion that you pulled off your beer celebration against the Bills last year?
We're going to keep that, you know, it's a little secret, man. We may have something special.
I like to hear that. Well, do your eyes light up when a guy like Joe Burrow gets drafted in your division? I mean, like a talented player, obviously, but still a rookie quarterback.
Man, to be honest, man, I ain't really tripping. And I'm worried about the Baltimore Ravens and how we got better and how we can get better and how can we make the next move forward from us being a divisional round playoff team to making it to the AFC Championship and further, man. It's all about growth for me. You know, I'm proud. It's a good thing. You know, I'm proud of the guy that gets drafted. You know, so he can go over there. He can help little Joe Mixon, who's from the Bay Area. He can go help one of my little guys who went to UW, John Ross. You know, he got A.J. Green. You know, they picked up the receiver, T. Higgins. You know, so he has some weapons to go in and, you know, do some things. He had an amazing season this year, Heisman Trophy and all, national championship, man. So, you know, we know the guy got some talent. Now he just got to come in and you know, just work it, keep working his butt off and just put the product on the field, man, and we'll see what it is.
All right. What is DB? Is DBU found in the Northwest Pacific or down in the Bayou?
What you mean by that?
Is all right. I think that people from LSU claim that LSU is DBU. Washington Huskies would disagree, right?
I mean, since Trufant left, I mean, it's been a lot of us. But other than that, me, Dez, Sydney, Buddha, we all, you know,
oh, wait, didn't
doing our thing, you know.
Who got drafted by the Cardinals last year? Byron Murphy.
I don't know those dudes though.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's true. I guess you're 15.
I was a part of the Sarkisian era at University of Washington, man. You know, so I was there with Trufant and those guys really, and that's why I take Carper into being a part of the University of Washington right there. So yeah, with that being said, I mean, shoot, I mean, it is what it is, man. We both had the schools have both been putting out product for especially LSU for a long time. You know, getting to the league. Washington has a history of sending DBs out. You know, we have Lloyd Mallard, I say Desmond Trufant. You know, we got me, shit, we got Sydney, and we got some guys in the league. So probably go to UW, probably be alum. But I mean, those type of questions, I just like to leave up in the air for you.
All right, that's fine. But Jimmy Lake would have been your defensive backs coach, right?
Yeah. It is what it is.
You think he's gonna be good as a head coach?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. We'll leave that one be. Who is the best? Tell me the best cornerback duo in the NFL right now is?
Me and Marlo.
That's what I figured the answer
is. Me, Marlo, Taylor, Earl Thomas, Chuck Clark, you know, and the list goes on, man. You know, I like the product that we had put on the field for the rest of the year, before when I got there. Loved the organ, loved how we was flowing everything, you know, and see, we work good together, man. So let's see if we can put it together again for a whole complete season this time.
Better Oakland trash talker, you or Marshawn Lynch?
shit, trying to bust jokes on you and shit, but he ain't really trying to talk on the field. I mean, I do all that.
All right, man. Hey, look, this has been fun chatting with you, Marcus. Excited to see what you guys do in the field next year, and excited to see what you guys do in this Call of Duty tournament. Good luck in both of them, and hopefully we're out of the house soon, pal.
Yeah, man. Much love. I appreciate this opportunity too, man. Thank you and thank Bud Light also, man, for putting on this dope little stuff, man. And, man, everybody tune in to Bud Light Switch, man. Come watch me and Marcus Sean, our teammates, get on.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.